This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. It is not easy to navigate social service programs for seniors, but some of that will be mapped out this month in a caregivers education series that will be offered by Southeast Senior Services. So joining us now to talk about that, we have Denny Darby, Family Caregiver Support Advocate and Speaker Series Moderator. Hi, Denny. And Jennifer Carson, Hospice and Home Care of Juneau and panelist speaking on home care in Southeast. Hi, Jennifer. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
And then we have another Jennifer joining us, Jennifer Garrison, Caregiver Support Regional Coordinator and Bridge Adult Day Program Manager, also a panelist speaking on caregiver support. Hello, Jennifer G.
Hello.
Well, thanks for being here. And as I mentioned, you're all here to talk about an education series for caregivers. Who would like to give me a general overview of this program and how it came to be?
I think that would be me. Normally, November is National Caregiver Month. And normally what we have done in the past is host a live education series at the library. But because of COVID, we've had to adapt. And so this year we're attempting to do this through a webinar. So what we have is starting tomorrow and throughout the following 3 weeks after tomorrow, we will have a series of speakers speaking on various topics. For instance, tomorrow is our panel, Jennifer Garrison and Jennifer Carson, and also Eileen Hosey, case manager for Southeast Seniors. And we will discuss how Southeast Seniors work, the different programs of Southeast Seniors and hospice and home care, and then some of the major issues that come through as I manage the resource center here. And so I get calls from all over Southeast Alaska, people asking questions on various topics from how to take care of an elder to needing help with shoveling snow. So it's just kind of an overview. And then the rest that will tee off the rest of the education series. We will have Laura Wyman, who will talk about dementia, and then we will have Beth Chapman, who will talk about legal issues, and then finally we will have Amber Smith of the Alzheimer's Resource Center. So it's going to be exciting and entertaining, and I think everybody will really get a lot out of it.
Turning over to the Jennifers now, sorry. We'll start with Jennifer C. What is your role in this series and how did you become a part of it?
Yeah, so I'm the director of hospice and home care here in Juneau. And so my role really is to talk about how people can start home care or hospice services here in Juneau, what that takes, what it looks like, what our services provide to the community. Also talk about our newest program, which is Friends of Seniors. It's a volunteer-based service providing non-medical services to individuals 60 and older living in our community.
And Jennifer Garrison, how about yourself? What is your role in the series and how did you become a part of it?
Well, I'm the regional coordinator for the Caregiver Support Program, and I also manage the Bridge Adult Day Center. So I'm going to be talking about some of the services that Southeast Senior Services has to offer, things we do here at the Bridge, and also the Family Caregiver Support Program. That's where we provide grant money for caregivers to help support them in their duties as caregivers.
Got it. Are either of you involved in tomorrow night's talk, which is the sort of the kickoff of this series?
Yes.
Yes, you both are. And Denny, how about yourself?
Yeah, I'll be moderating the panel. And what we'll be doing is just kind of talking about some of the major questions that come in through the Resource Center. People have all kinds of ideas about what we do or what we don't do. So it's just a kind of a panel to help educate the viewers in Juneau and throughout all of Southeast Alaska on the services that we can offer.
That all sounds terrific. And it's starting tomorrow afternoon, I believe, November 3rd at 4 p.m. over Zoom. and you all three will be a part of it. I know that tickets and registration are not required, but how can folks sign up to watch?
There's several ways. The best way is to go to our website. And if you go to the website, there will be a big button in kind of the upper right-hand corner that will say Caregiver Education Series. You click on that button and then just go through the prompts. In addition, we also have, when we sent out the promo to all of Southeast Alaska, we sent log-on instructions. So there are actually practice times. If people, for this week, it would be difficult, but every Friday at noon from 12 to 12:30, we kind of host a practice webinar because we realized that many of the seniors in Southeast Alaska logging onto a webinar, it may be the first time that they do this. So if anybody wants to log on, if they have any questions, they can call me tomorrow and I can work them through that before the webinar begins.
That's great. Well, we'll definitely go over phone numbers and contact information before we say goodbye today. And I appreciate that all of you being so available for folks who need help. So getting into the session for tomorrow, the first session of the series, and it's called Navigating Senior Services. What do you think folks who attend will be most surprised to find out about Navigating Senior Services? Is it easier than you think? Is it harder than you think? Is there a lot of red tape? Is there a lot more resources available than people think there are? I'm just kind of thinking of myself. If I attended this webinar, I wouldn't know anything. So I would have a lot of questions. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I think that people will find it's a lot easier than they think to get help, to get assistance. It's not, most of our programs aren't based on income, so that's not an issue. We help everybody that we can with the grant money we're given. So we kind of try and spread it around and make sure everyone gets the help that they need.
What would you add to that, Jennifer Carson?
For hospice home health, I think it's a little different. We work really closely with medical providers in town to get services started because we are a medical-based type service. But I think one of the things that people will be surprised at is how much charity we provide to the community, and that we never charge anybody for services that aren't covered by insurance. And that sometimes can be very surprising to individuals, especially when we are a medical provider.
And Denny, how about you? Would you add anything to what they just said?
I think one of the big things would people just know that we're here. I think one of the biggest challenges is getting the word out that we exist. And just the deep commitment that everybody that I work with, the lengths that my coworkers are willing to go to help people. And so I think that, and also what's exciting about this again is that all of Southeast will be able to tune in. And previously it had just been held in Juneau. So by holding it virtually, hopefully we'll reach more people. And some of the people in the outlying communities who really thought they were on their own will find that there is support for them.
Now I know this is maybe one of the first times you've hosted this online in the past. Would you say that seniors take the initiative to educate themselves? You were mentioning these practice webinars where you'll help people log on who maybe don't have any experience doing that. Even though this is geared towards caregivers, do you find that seniors themselves are interested in learning about this stuff for themselves and take a lot of agency in their own care?
It really depends. I mean, it really runs the gambit. We have seniors who are really on top of things, and they're very proactive in contacting us and asking for help and actually working with us, you know, to get the help that they need. So it really depends. What we do know about, you know, considering that we're working with many people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, that, you know, computers are really, for some of them, very new. And so that's why we added the log-on instructions. But we have people that are very savvy and then other people that aren't. It just like normal people, I guess, or younger people, a better way to put it.
I can only imagine what the tech is going to be like when I have to navigate it in my own old age. Probably something that hasn't even been invented yet. Well, I think it's great. It's a great thing for the community, for our seniors and our elders here in Southeast. I really appreciate you all coming on today to talk about it. Let's go over the details again about where we can find out more information, where we can get the link, maybe website, good websites and phone numbers for you.
If anybody has any issues or any questions, they can call me, area code 907-463-6181. And Jennifer, I don't know the website. What exactly is the website address?
CCSAK.org.
And that's where we can get the link to watch the webinar.
There should be a link on there.
Yeah, there's a link. There's a link on our website and on our Facebook page, I believe.
Okay, so again, the first session, Navigating Senior Services, takes place online tomorrow, November 3rd at 4 p.m. over Zoom. What are the topics for the following weeks?
The following week, we'll have Laurel Weinman. She's a published author. She's really well known in the community dealing with aging and dementia. And she's really excited to talk. She really wants to change the whole conversation about dementia, to think about dementia and aging in a different way. And she's very passionate. And then the following week, again, is Beth Chapman. And she'll talk about legal issues, because that's one of the main problems that we have, is that a lot of people just are not prepared for growing older, and or the person that they're caring for. They just kind of find it comes upon them without being prepared. And then finally, again, Amber Smith of the Alzheimer's Resource Center of Alaska will spend some time talking about Alzheimer's and dementia the last week.
Great. And I think we plan to have some of those folks on our shows in the coming weeks so we can find out more in detail. Denny Darby, Jennifer Carson, and Jennifer Garrison, thank you all for sharing your expertise with us today and for taking the time out to tell us about this series of talks. It's a lot of important information for caregivers to know, so we appreciate that. And we've got the phone number 907-463-6181 or the website ccsak.org to find out more. Thanks again, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.